Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Looks like somebody is trying to praise me and not the Lord. It's very low. Huh, Pastor? That's very, very low. Praise the Lord. We're going to kick it up a notch. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Give him a standing ovation to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords, who affords us the opportunity to be alive at such a time like this. Some of you have received miracles, wonders past finding out. I see people, I got a testimony this morning, I felt like rolling on the ground, except I had to comport myself. But I was shedding tears of joy. Huh? Marvelous, yeah. He is marvelous, yeah. Jesus, you are marvelous, yeah. Marvelous, yeah. Marvelous, yeah, 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 yeah. He is marvelous, yeah. Oh, he is marvelous, yeah. Ah, you are marvelous, yeah. Marvelous, yeah. Marvelous, yeah, 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 yeah. He is marvelous, yo, Jesus. He is marvelous, yeah. Ah, you are marvelous, yeah. Marvelous, yeah. Marvelous, yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I want to thank and exalt your name that you have counted us among the living today. Somewhere in this world, somewhere in this Phoenix, Arizona, some people slept and never woke up. But you have counted us among the living. Not because we are marvelous. Not because we do every and anything right. But because of your mercies that are new every morning. Because of your faithfulness when we are unfaithful. For this, we give you thanks, adoration, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. The songwriter said, should I have 1,000 tongues to sing, it will not be sufficient to show our gratitude to you. I pray, Lord, that each of us here will see you face to face someday. And we can say that we are here because of the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. That we may hear those commendations, well done. Well done, well done, good and faithful servants, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everybody said, today the children are doing the preaching by his grace. And as they come up here, they're going to sing a song to praise the Lord and thank him. Are you ready, girls and guys? Are you ready? Some of you may help me sing along with these kids, but it's a special song. And a few times I sing the song because of God's goodness on my life. It makes me shed tears. Chineke idima o idima idima e idima o idima idima. Chineke idima o yedema, yedema e, yedema o yedema, yedema e. Chineke idima o yedema e, yedema o yedema, yedema e. Chineke idima o yedema. Okay, eating my.
going to pass the microphone for them to sing it themselves. Praise the Lord. Who's got the other mic? Who's got the other mic? You want to share? Both of you share? Okay. Huh? It's not on? Oh, it's not on. No wonder I wasn't hearing my voices. Hallelujah. Could you help me turn it on, please? Please. You know, with me having about 20 kids here, it's a little challenge. So please, could you help me turn it on, somebody? These mics are not on. It's on now. Okay. You ready to sing? Is it on? Praise the Lord. This one's not on. Is that one on? Is that on?
This one's on.
Okay. All right. Do you guys have a mic here? Praise the Lord. All right, kids, would you stand up? Please. Would you stand up? Let me introduce to you, before we get going here, Sunday school team. In the back, I have Sister Grace Olakonu. Could you wave, please? Praise the Lord. Also, Sister Lorraine. Thank you very much. Sister Lorraine, you want to say hi to somebody? Hallelujah. Thank you. It takes a team to manage this. I'm really grateful. I'm just giving the microphone because they refused to take the mic. Yeah. But we thank God, everybody fulfilling their roles within their space. Praise you, the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. All right. One, would you give us the chord, please? We are on. Oh, by the way, on the keyboard, I have Sister Joel Ann, would you wave? On my extreme left, which is your right, I have Sister Noye, Brother Nambi, Joseph, if I call your name, raise your hands up. If I call your name, raise your hands. Christina, Nathan, I call her baby Ruth. Obina and Mr. Nathaniel Adeyemi, Blessing, Brother Ronell, Sister Desire, Brother Royal, Keoma in the house, Brian, Ruby, Precious, Ikena, and of course, Kevin in the house and in person. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So, kids, let's thank God and praise God. Some of us who don't speak our language here, that's the meaning of that song. It says, God, you are so good. You are so good. Awesome. All right? So, give us the chord. All right. One, two, go. Okay, sister, go ahead.
Hello. Jesus, it in my
heart, it in my head,
it in my
heart, it in my head.
Lord Jesus, it in my heart. Lord Jesus,
praise ye the Lord. When we teach them songs in Spanish, we got to teach them in our own dialect. Can somebody say amen? And they know the meaning, of course. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, this morning, we have our topic for discussion this morning. Questions these kids bring up from time to time. So if we go this way, we go that way, we have to establish everything we do with these kids from the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Before we get going, we're going to sing a hymn. Would you help me project that hymn, please, for the kids? The first hymn, number one. It says, praise my soul, the King of heaven. Praise my soul, the King of heaven. All right. Would you give us the chord, please?
Children, bring some children.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I think eventually we're going to have an overhead microphone so they don't have to share the mic and back and forth. It'll become easier. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, like I was saying earlier, sometimes we digress. After go through the scriptures, we started in book of Genesis. We're as far as Leviticus, but the kids ask us questions in several different directions. So, and then we'll go back and forth. Praise the Lord. We teach these kids at their level. Some of what we're going through, for those of us that are doctors of theology and know a whole lot, we are not going into a lot of deep stuff. You can't teach algebra or calculus without knowing the arithmetic of 1, 2, and 3. Amen? So right now we are 1, 2, and 3. When they move to the next stage, they can begin to teach them algebra and quantum physics. Amen? So we're going to keep it very simple. So please don't go aboard and try, hey, Peter, but there is blah, 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 blah. We're just keeping it simple. Amen. So what we have been learning, we're going to ask a few questions going back and forth. This first question goes to Royal. What did God create on the first day?
Light.
Yeah, he got it. Light. Is that true desire? What did God create on the first day?
Light.
All right. Royal, is that true? What did God create on the first day?
Light.
All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They got that right. Please, I need a scriptural reference from Joseph Akiemi. Are you in the house? Give him the mic. What is the scriptural reference for that? Quickly, quickly, if you have one.
Genesis 1:3-5.
Could you read it?
And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
Thank you very much. Now we're going to go into quantum mechanics now. Hallelujah. This question is going to be a tough one. What did God create on the seventh day? What did God create on the seventh day? Desire has her hands up. This girl is a genius. What did God create on the seventh day?
Light.
What did God create on the seventh day? What did God create on the seventh day?
Nothing.
Is that true? What did God create on the seventh day?
Nothing. Nothing.
All right. These kids are learning. So what did he do on the seventh day, if he did nothing? What did he do on the seventh day? What did he do on the seventh day? Yes, Nathan.
He rested.
He what?
He rested.
He rested on the seventh day. Awesome, awesome. See, we are keeping it very simple so far. Now, does any of you have a scriptural reference for that? That he rested on the seventh day? Let me put that question to, how about Sister Precious? Do you have a reference? You do? Give her the mic. Give her the mic. Quickly.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because he had rested from all his work which God created and made.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Awesome. Now, this question goes to Sister Noyen. What was the fourth commandment? What was the fourth commandment? And I need you to give me a scriptural reference too.
Okay? The fourth commandment was to obey the Sabbath day.
Okay. Do you have a scriptural reference?
Yes. Exodus 20, verse 8 through 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Thank you very much. Now, the next question is, when then is a Sabbath day? When in today's, I don't want to go into Gregorian calendar and all that stuff, but when is the Sabbath day in today's modern times? When is the Sabbath day?
Saturday or Sunday?
Do you agree with him, Sister Drelan? Okay, how about Ikena? Is a Sabbath day Saturday or Sunday?
Yes.
Awesome. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
All right. So, on Saturday or Sunday, depending on what you want to be, you could rest. Now, what does the Sabbath mean? What does it mean? Royal, do you remember what Sabbath means? What does it mean?
Rest or what? Cease.
Rest or cease. Amen. So that was the day Jesus ceased from his labor. He kind of chilled, so to speak. He rested. Now, what Sister Nonye read in Exodus chapter 28 through 11, it was a commandment to keep that day. Now, Kevin, how come modern day Christians do not obey these commandments? I'm sure your mommy or your daddy goes to work maybe on Saturday or Sunday and they're supposed to be resting. Huh? How come?
Jesus fulfilled the law. Because Jesus
came to fulfill the law. Amen. Do you have a scriptural reference for us? You do? All right, open it. So you can read it. Let's hear what, if that's true. Which everything we do with these kids, we have to establish the word of God. So, they don't have to say, oh, Pastor Peter said, not Pastor Peter said. No.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
Thank you. Now, now we observe that Jesus, we want to give some examples of what happened on Sabbath. See, sometimes the kids as they grow up, they run into different denominational sects that will be so adamant and want to prove to them that this, you're not supposed to do this on Saturday or Sunday. In fact, we had a group here and that there was dirt everywhere and like, no, we don't walk on Sabbath. We can't clean the front of the property on Sunday? As I said, do you want me to come and clean it for you? Or do you want to move out? So they started cleaning it. Praise the Lord. They were holding on to this Sabbath thing. So the Lord Jesus came to fulfill the law for us. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to go through some examples of what contention these religious folks, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, they had with Jesus, who came to be the fulfillment of the law. I'm going to ask Obina, do you have any examples? Is Obina here? To share with us of some of the things that Jesus did on the Sabbath, and the Pharisees and the Sadducees were, oh, you shouldn't do that. You have any example?
Yes.
Okay, tell me about it. Tell us about it.
The example is that a man had like a withered arm. It was like decaying and stuff, and he couldn't use it. It was his right arm. So Jesus ended up healing his arm, and then all the disciples were mad because it was the Sabbath day and you weren't supposed to do any work.
He meant the Pharisees and the Sadducees, right? He meant it, okay. Do you have a reference for that? Do you have a scriptural reference for that story?
I can't remember.
You don't have a scriptural reference? Where do you find that story? Looks like you had it here. Where do you find that story?
Luke chapter 6. Well, this is an example. Luke chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. And it came to pass on the second Sabbath after the first, and he went through the cornfield, and his disciples plucked the ears of corn and did eat, rubbing them in their hands. And certain of the Pharisees said unto them, why do ye that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath days? And Jesus answering them said, have ye not read so much as this, what David did when himself was hungry, and they which were with him?
Praise the Lord. They have read, they have learned so much. Sometimes they interspace the scriptures together. The story is the story about when Jesus was walking through the field, right? Okay, the one he was going to refer to was in verses 6, I think, through 11. You know, when you go through some, you know, listen, folks, it takes a lot for these kids to come up here on stage. Do you know that? It takes a lot. I remember I was in college, this 20-some-year-old kid couldn't come on stage to make it. She was literally shaking like this. So we are training them. Bear with us. Training them to build that level of comfort and confidence to be able to talk in the audience. Some of these kids become lawyers. They become preachers, in which they have to stand and be bold. They become statesmen, elderly statesmen, senators, and what have you. They are right here. And this is where it starts. Can somebody say amen? Absolutely. Praise the Lord. So that reference he was making was on in Luke chapter 6, verse 6 through 11. The man with the withered hand. And Nnamdi, do you have an example for me? Where is Nnamdi? Do you have an example of another miracle Jesus did on the Sabbath and the disciples were about it? Do you have one? Which one is that?
It is Luke chapter 6, verse 6 to 11. Because it says here, verse 7.
Tell me the summary first.
Go ahead, Kate. It's
working. On verse 7, it says, and the scribes and the Pharisees watched him whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him.
Okay, so that was the one your brother read, and then you, the first one was on this, where they were plucking verse 1, 2, 3. You want to read that for me?
Yeah, it says, on verse 1 it says, and it came to pass on the second Sabbath day after the first, that he went through the cornfields, and his disciples plucked the ears of the corn, and did eat, rubbing them in their hands. And certain of the Pharisees said unto them, why do ye that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath days? And Jesus answered them, have ye not read so much as this, what David did when he was hungered, and they which were with him?
Thank you. Praise the Lord. So we're just showing them instances. Though mom and dad sometimes go to work, they have a good reason to say, okay, it's okay for mom and dad to break the law, because Jesus became the fulfillment of the law. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The another example, I'm going to ask Sister Joelle-Anne to tell us. Have a mic there.
Another example is in Luke chapter 13, verse 11 through 17. And it talked about how there was a lady who was bowed over and couldn't stand straight for 18 years. And the Pharisees were watching to see if Jesus would heal her. And he healed her. And what happened was that the Pharisees were not happy. And Jesus explained to them that it is good and okay to do good things on the Sabbath, because he fulfilled the law, so we don't have to rest only on Sundays or Saturdays anymore.
Where's that?
Luke chapter 13, verse 11 to 17. 13, verse 11 to 17.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 13, verses 10 through 17. What name did Jesus call these Pharisees? What name did he call them? What name did he call them? Do you remember what name he called them? Huh?
The hypocrites.
She had a hard time pronouncing the word.
Can you say it, try it again?
Hypocrites.
Thank you. What name did he call them?
Hypocrites.
Hypocrite. Who can explain to me what a hypocrite is? Who can explain to me what a hypocrite is? Go ahead. Explain to me what a hypocrite is.
A hypocrite is somebody who is a liar. They tell somebody to not do something, but they do that thing themselves.
They do it behind the scenes, so you don't see them. Praise you, the Lord. Anybody else want to help me explain it again? Who's a hypocrite? Any other way you want to say it? Eh? Hypocrite? You want to say it in a different way? Go ahead. You have the mic. Go ahead.
A hypocrite is a person who, like, says who, like, someone should not do this, but in secret by themselves, when no one is looking, they do it.
They do it. So they're liars. Huh. I pray in the name of Jesus, none of us as Christians be tagged as hypocrites. You didn't hear me. I pray none of us at the sound of my voice be tagged as hypocrites. What we do on Sunday, let's do it on Monday, and on Tuesday, and on Wednesday. Praise the Lord. So, if
If on Sunday, Christina, this question is for you. If on Sunday, that kid go to work and do whatever he wants within the limits of God's word, do you have a scripture that could help back him up if you see him going to the office on Sunday? Do you have a scripture to help back him up? Huh? Do you have a scripture? Yes, she do. What's the scripture? Can you tell us? I'll have somebody read it for us. What's the scripture?
Mark chapter 2, verse 27.
Awesome. Mark chapter 2, verse 27. Who's going to help her read that scripture? Mark? Mark chapter 2, verse 27. Who's got... You got a mic with you there?
Mark chapter 2, verse 27.
Okay, read it.
Mark chapter 2, verse 27. And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath.
Awesome. The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Praise the Lord. Now, Ronell, what we read so far, what she read earlier, I'm talking of Sister Noyen. Christians were not supposed to do the Old Testament, were not supposed to do this and do that. If we break one law, like if Jesus didn't come to redeem us from the law, if us as Christians broke one law, does that mean we've broken just that one law? Or? What's your answer?
Broke all the laws.
All the laws. Praise the Lord. Do you have any scriptures? Do you remember any scriptures? You remember a scripture that says that? You do? You want to tell me? Which one?
James 2:10.
Good. James chapter 2, verse 10. Who's going to help him read it? Okay, Noyen, you want to read it for him? James chapter. Oh, can you say it by yourself? Oh, he says he knows it by himself. Okay, go ahead.
For whosoever shall keep the whole law, but he has offended at one point, is guilty for all.
Say it a little louder.
For whosoever shall keep the whole law, but yet offend at one point, is guilty for all.
Amen. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and offend one, is guilty of them all. Ah, man, I really thank God for Jesus. How many of you thank God for Jesus? Because if I was in the Old Testament, man, I'd be toast. I'm serious. Think about it. I'd be toast. But we thank God. We thank God for just thank you. Thank you very much, Ronell. So, by the grace of God, through the Lord Jesus Christ and the shedding of his blood, we are complete in him. We are complete in him. Praise the Lord. Let's listen to this song as they sing this song. Give us the chord. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. We are complete in him.
but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. We are completed. Complete, complete, complete in him. We are complete in him. Complete, complete, complete in him.
We are complete in him.
One more time. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. We are complete. Complete, complete, complete in him.
We are complete in him.
Complete, complete, complete in him.
We are
complete in him. Praise the Lord. Don't sit down yet. Don't sit down yet. One more song they're gonna sing for us, because they have been, this understanding comes from what? Learning the word of God. Amen. So this, the next hymn, they have been feeding on the living bread. Amen. They have been feeding. They have not been feeding on what are those Harry Potter? They've not been feeding or reading Harry Potter. They've been feeding on the living word. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for these kids. I really do. It's an honor and a privilege to instill the word of God in the hearts of this next generation. I don't take it for granted. I take it very seriously. And I thank you, parents, that are paying the price and doing whatever it takes for these kids to know the word of God. Because down the road, it's all that will matter. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Could you pull that up for me, please, real quick? Give us a call.
Never thirst again.
You know, sometimes when, it's when I got older, some of these songs I learned when I was a kid, it started making sense. How many of you are there? No, some of you knew everything from start, but I didn't. We just sang it, I kept singing it. And as I became more knowledgeable in the Word of God, I gave my life to Christ, it started making sense. So we are teaching them right now. Don't worry, it's going to catch on. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. All right. So, the next question is going to go to Joseph. I'm going to see if Nathan remembers too. If some of these laws that were written and the consequences that were experienced by those examples we hear in the Bible, if they were to be executed today, man, I don't know how many of us will be here. But listen to these examples these kids are going to share with us. Praise the Lord. What was the offense of Ananias and Sapphira? What offense did they commit? Joseph, do you remember? Joseph, do you remember their offense?
Yes.
What was their offense?
They lied.
They did what?
They lied.
They lied. Is that right?
Yes.
And what happened to them? I'll let you answer that question, Nathan, and I'll see if Joseph backs you up if that's true. Tell me what happened to them. Tell me this. Give me a summary of the story.
The story is like, it's in Acts 5, 1 to 11. The summary is just about a man named Ananias and his wife Sapphira were selling a piece of land. They were supposed to sell it for this specific price, but they didn't sell it for the right price, and they like kept some of the money. Then, like, Ananias was walking down the street, then Peter asked him, did he sell the house for the right price? He said, yes, he did. When he said that, he immediately fell to the floor and died. They came up his body away.
Thank you. All right, you want to back him up? Give us a summary of the story in your own words.
So Ananias and Sapphira were trying to buy a land for a specific amount of money, and then they bought it for a lot of money, and then Peter asked how much they sold it for, and they changed the price of how much they sold it for, and lied and kept the rest of the money. I mean, Peter asked the husband how much he sold it for, and he lied about it.
Thank you. You know, sometimes the kids, you know, they mix up buy and sell. Pardon us. How many of you will pardon us? Huh? Come on, give me a break. They're kids, for crying out loud. You expect me to be perfect when I'm only 4 or 5 years old? See me, give me a break. But you all know the story. That's the beautiful thing. And as they read and they get into high grades, they remember the story. Say, oh, this was it. Jesus had gone up, and there was a lot of persecution. You know the story. And people started, oh, we need money for this. People gather together. Oh, let's do this, let's do that. And this man came. Oh, people start donating just like you give offerings here. Okay, does anybody hold a gun to your head and say, hey, Auntie Lorraine, you got money?
We need $10,000. Right? And you say, and we force you, God give us $10,000. Or we create some gimmick. Right? To money. Like here in some churches. Right? But no, they sold. You just gave us. God blesses you. That's it. God loves a cheerful giver. Told a lie. They say, yeah. I probably, the man came in and was kind of a little stuttering his stuff. And say, ah, we're going to show him. We're going to give the most amount of money today. But Jesus knows everything. He lied. And what happened to him? What happened to him? He died instantly. Can you imagine what I was saying earlier? Can you imagine how many of us in this church have told a lie before? Let's be truthful. I'm number one. Hey, everybody, nobody else here raise their hand though. Hey, I've come. You guys are holier than holy. How many of you here have told a lie before? Raise your hands. Raise your hand. Waiting. Praise ye the Lord. I've told a lie before, but can you imagine that for telling a lie, instantly the person falls down and dies? That's just the point. God is so merciful. God is so merciful. He has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Somebody say, yes, so. Yes, so indeed. Praise the Lord. Now, the other story. Thank you, Joseph and Nathan. This question goes to Ruby. Ruby. What are the names of Aaron's son? Give me a summary of what happened. We are giving examples here. Okay? Yes, Ruby.
Their names are Nadab and Abihu. And
speak louder, please.
Their names are Nadab and Abihu. And what happened was they were doing an offering to God, and they put a strange scent. And immediately they set it on fire. God didn't like it, so they fell and died.
What's your reference there?
Leviticus chapter 10, verse 1-3.
I want you, when you speak, I want you to speak loud, so folks can hear you. You tell me the story about Aaron's sons, right? What's their name?
Nadab and Abihu.
Nadab and Abihu. Jesus gave them specific instructions on the offerings, maybe the incense, how they were supposed to do this and do that. And they breathed strange fires, what the scripture said. Maybe they mixed different levels or amount of the incense and stuff. Things were so specific in those days. Because the Lord told Moses, he said, be sure you do it like exactly like I showed you on the mount. How many of you remember that? That's the truth. So one mistake, Nadab and Abihu, boom. The angel of God killed them instantly. What was their offense? What was their offense? Obina, what was their offense? Obina, what was their offense? What did they do wrong?
They put a strange fire before the Lord.
Okay. What would you say was their offense? What word would you use to describe what they did wrong?
What they did wrong was they didn't follow the way he showed them on the mountain.
Wonderful. So it was, what word would you use to describe that? What would you use to describe that? What?
Disobeyed.
They disobeyed. They were disobedient. How many of us have been disobedient to God's instructions, to God's word, at various times in our lives? But God spared us. Amen? The angels of God didn't strike us dead. Boom. That's why I say he's marvelous. Praise the Lord. The other one we refer to, examples we gave to the kids, how merciful God is that we are complete with him. Sister Joel Ann, you want to share that with us? Sister Joellen?
Another example is in Numbers chapter 16. And the story is about Korah and Dathan. And it was about how they were rebelling against Moses, saying that they can also talk to God, that Moses is not the only one who can talk to God. And what happened was that there were like 250 people that were following them, saying the same thing. And what happened was that the earth opened, and both themselves and their families all were swallowed up. And the scripture is Numbers chapter 16, verse 32. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertained unto Korah, and all their gods.
Praise ye the Lord. These are examples for us to learn from. The consequences of what Korah and his gang did, it just didn't affect them. The entire family was gone. Sometimes the consequences of what we do as parents, our children pay the price. Sometimes the consequence of what kids do affect the parents and extended family and on. May God have mercy on us. That as we teach these kids to follow the right path, that they stick to it in the name of Jesus. And we also set examples for them. It's important. Praise the Lord. How many of you have heard in the news when kids take a gun to school, shot somebody, and the parent is nailed for murder? That will not be your portion. That will not be my portion in the name of Jesus. Somebody didn't say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Our kids are for signs and for wonders to their generation. Me and the kids that the Lord has given me, they are for signs and for wonders. No matter, look, it doesn't matter where they are now. The Lord will bring them home. The Lord will bring them home. Praise the Lord. Now, this question concerns all of us. But I'm going to ask Ruth one question. Is Ruth here? Where's Ruth? We are all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. When you are there, will your mommy or your daddy be there to help you, you know, make an appeal?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You are sure?
Yes.
Let me ask your sister if she has a reference to back that up. Because sometimes as parents, you know, we fight for our kids. Amen? Oh, no, you can't say that to my kiddo. Ah, no. Then they'll tie the wrapper. I will show you today that you can't say that about my kid. Praise the Lord. How many of us have done that? Oh, yeah. If you want to defend your kid. Those market women in Africa, they've tied their rope on their waist. Oh, yeah. You'd say that on my kid. Or you say that about their mom. Oh, my goodness. So what scriptural reference do you have for us?
Corinthians chapter 5, verse... No, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad.
All of us, each and every one of us. Oh, come on, give them a hand. So they know as they are learning this word, they're going to be strong for themselves. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God we are judged for what we have done and for trophy. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, from all this things we have learned as we try to round up. Each child, how they do, how they behave, they're known by their action. Say, teach a child the way it should go, when it goes old, he will not depart from it. So they sing a song to reference that, to keep themselves in check. You want to stand up, all of us? Thank you, boys and girls. Some of you haven't seen for so long. What song are you going to sing for us? If Sister Joel Ann will give us the chord,
He said, even a child is known by his action. Even a child is known by his action. Whether his conduct is right. Where can we find that? Any of you remember, kids? Where can we find that scripture you're going to sing for us? It was part of their memory verse they could recite to us in song or in. Where can you find that?
Proverbs 20, verse 11.
Proverbs 20, verse 11. Proverbs 20, verse 11. So you want to give us the chord? Even a child
is known by his actions, but whether his conduct is good and right.
Even a
child is known by his actions, but whether his conduct is pure and right. By whether his conduct is pure and right.
Even a child is known by his actions, but whether his conduct is pure and right. Even a child is known by his actions, whether his conduct is pure
and right.
Whether his conduct is pure and right. Thank you. So they are learning memory verses very gradually. Praise the Lord. If not for these kids, some of these things I didn't memorize them. Come, did all of you memorize? If I ask you, give me Proverbs chapter 20 verse 11, would you know it? Man of God, will you know it? You will know it. That's the, because there are so many things there to memorize for crying out loud. So I won't remember, but praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let's just support these kids. You know, they live in a generation and in a time that's so challenging. Ronel, I have a memory verse I want you to cite for us. Or maybe if you want to sing it as a song, it's Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3. You know the one? I'm going to sing.
Keeping watch of the evil and the good.
Praise the Lord. It says, even the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping eyes on everything. So the Lord sees, he sees what you're doing, whether mom or dad knows about it or he sees it. Amen? Now, this is very important to us as we move, as we do stuff. The Bible says that if we sin, whatever it is we do wrong, he's faithful and just to forgive us for all unrighteousness. We don't have to go and buy a goat or a ram or 20 goats or 20 rams and kill a goat and kill a ram. Praise the Lord. Now, that is Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. If we confess our sins, who knows that memory verse? Noye, you know it? You know it? Okay, take the mic and recite it to us. There are three aspects to this. When we have a sin, we do something wrong. There are three aspects to it. You want to go ahead and tell us about it? Proverbs 28.
He who so covereth his sin shall not prosper, but he who confesseth and forsaketh his sin shall have mercy.
Praise the Lord. Praise. You want to say it again so we hear it distinctly?
He who covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh his sin shall have mercy.
Praise the Lord. Anybody on this side? Anybody on this side? Memorize it? Did you memorize it? None of you memorized it. You memorize it? Okay, give it to us.
Proverbs 28, verse 13.
Louder.
Proverbs 28, verse 13.
He who covereth his sins shall not prosper, but he who confesseth them forsaketh them shall have mercy.
Amen. Confess, forsake, and shall have mercy. Without those two things tied together, forget it. So we have to confess them. If I wronged a brother, tell him. Sometimes a lot of us as Christians, we just go to God, say, Lord, but I'm sorry. But there's a brother, there's a sister you have hurt. Go to that brother. Tell him, you know what? I really messed up. I'm sorry about it. So you heal. They heal emotionally. They heal physically. If I offend Sister Lorraine, I owe it to her. Not just, oh, Lord, you know what? I did this to Sister Lorraine. You say, if I confess my sin, you forgive me. I need to tell Sister Lorraine, I'm sorry for this, this, and this idea. Sometimes you camouflage it in one word. Tell them what you did. And say, I'm sorry about it. And then the Lord, he will have mercy, and Lord will forgive us. But if some of us, we cover it. We want to cover it as if nobody sees. Somebody told me one time, it's like an ostrich. An ostrich, you know what the ostrich does? It buries its head in the sand. Thinking it's not exposed. The butt is exposed. That's not my portion or your portion in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's a song that kids taught us as a memory verse. 1 John, verse 1, chapter 1, verse 9. Do you remember it? It's along the same lines. It's all teaching us, look, as wherever you are, if we confess our sin, he's righteous, faithful, and just to forgive us. Okay? You want to give all of us? Could you stand up? Thank you, guys. I know it's been a long day. The Lord. So if you're here, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is the summary of what we're saying. If you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that is why Desire is going to sing us a special song. Hamama, you know, what song are you going to sing for us? That's why we love him. Huh?
I love him.
All right, let's go. Could you give us the chord? Just hold on.
Salvation on Calvary tree. I love him,
Jesus.
I love
Awesome. Thank you, Mama. Love you. Beautiful. Yeah, give her a hand clap. That's her favorite song, and you couldn't take it from her. Hallelujah. As we close, all of us put together. If you look back in your life for the price Jesus paid on the cross, and you start to count your blessing, like an ego song says, it will be another morning, it'll be another day. It'll be another morning, another day, and which the days on earth will not be sufficient to execute, to show what God has done for us. So if you give us that call, if you count your blessings, name them one by one. Will you stand up?
You what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And truly, it will surprise you what the Lord. As I call the kids up here, all the kids, put your mic down. I want you to come here. I'm going to ask if Pastor Yaro will come and pray for you. And all the elders in the house, if you could please stand up. This is a sacred hour. All the moms and the dads and the grandmas and the grandpas and the uncles and the aunties, could you please stand up? Could you please stand up and stretch your hands? This is serious. I don't take it for granted. The words that we establish on these children will take place, whether the devil likes it or not. Yes or yes? Praise ye the Lord. Thank you.
Let's pray for our children. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, "Let the little children come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of God. And if anyone would hurt any of these ones, it were better that a millstone be tied around his neck and that he should be thrown into the sea." So, Father, we thank you for the great love you have toward these children. Again, we are told that the angels of these children are always beholding the face of our Father in heaven. So, Lord, let your hand be upon these children for good and for protection in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever they are and wherever they go, it is well with all of you in Jesus' name. No evil shall come near your schools in the name of Jesus. Because you are in those schools, the presence of the Lord will be there. And the Lord will preserve you. There will always be a differentiation upon you. You will be set apart in Jesus' name. The Lord will protect you even when you are at home, on the playground, on the streets, in your neighborhood, wherever you are, it is well with you in Jesus' name. The Lord God Almighty always watch over all of you in Jesus' name. You will be above and not beneath. You will be leaders and not just followers. You will be the heads and not the tails. And you will do great things in life. All of you will rise up to be leaders of generations coming in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for protecting these, our children. It is well with every one of them. No sickness, no disease, no accidents, no evil will befall any of you in Jesus' name. The eyes of wickedness and the hands of wickedness will not touch these children. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we give you, Lord, the praise and glory for them in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Just give me a few more minutes. Pastor Emmanuel has a couple of announcements he'd like to make. And we're rounding up. Sorry, it took a little bit. But a few more minutes.
Praise the Lord. By the way, kids, we order your usual pizzas so you have something to eat right after. Okay? So just hang in for a couple of minutes. Sorry, I wrote these things down so I don't forget. One is that coming Sunday, the praise team informed us that we have a guest minister. Let's put it together. A guest minister from Nigeria. Next week, Sunday, the 29th of September. 29th of September. Is it 29th next Sunday? I thought it's 27 or something. Okay. 29th of September, there will be a guest minister from Nigeria. Worship minister ministering with us. She's working with the praise team to put it together. So they are asking that we be at the church early because there won't be any review. Invite your friends and family and be here at 10 a.m. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So we have a guest minister, somebody that sings praise and worship God, that will be with us. Amen. We have a sister that have an urgent prayer request. just gave us a note. Our dear sister here, Sister Gladys, the brother is in hospital, and he would like the brethren to pray for her and for the brother, so that the Lord will restore him and revive him and heal him in Jesus' name. Sister, will you stand up so we pray with you? If you don't mind, just come on here, right? Come on. Come and represent your brother. Can a couple, and also after that, we're going to quickly pray for our Papa Bariku, who is traveling to Nigeria with the wife for the burial of the brother. So I'm going to call the pastors of the church. Please come and join me in praying. Pastor Peter Yato, another pastors, please come on. Brother, Pastor John Austin, come. Let's surround them with prayer and call on God about this family, so that God will bring his deliverance and healing upon them in Jesus' mighty name. Amen? All right. Please, let's just surround them. And then, Papa, you're going to step out immediately after for prayer also. We are a little over the time. Okay. Pastor Austin, if you can pray.
Father, we thank you for this moment. We know there's no distance limit with you. What is the name of your brother? Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Elliot. Okay. Father, our sister is standing on behalf of the brother, Elliot. We don't know the situation. Abba, Father, we are asking for mercy. Yeah. That your hand of mercy will reach out unto Elliot, where he is now. Will come against, yes, thank you, Lord. The spirit of death that's at work in his members. We bind you in the name of Jesus. Command you to loose your hold. We release life. The spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Quicken him. Right from the crown of his head down to the soles of his feet. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Abba Father. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, sister. Papa, if you can step forward for us. Pastor Julius, you can also join us if you can. Just let's pray for Papa quickly here for the travel. And Mama too. Come on. Praise God. Pastor John.
Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you for the Abariku family. We thank you, Lord, because you have been so good to them and by extension so good to us. Lord, Father, they are traveling because of bereavement. They are traveling, oh Lord Jesus, to empathize with the family of the elder brother of our pastor here. Father, as they travel, we ask that they travel on eagle's wings in Jesus' name. That your angels will go with them to protect them, to guide them, to provide for them in the name of Jesus. Lord, Father, keep them from every evil. Keep them from every accident. Keep them from every sickness. Keep them from every disease. And keep them from further sorrow in the name of Jesus. Lord, as they are going to comfort, O Lord, Father, even the family, we are asking, O Lord, that comfort, O Lord, will come to the entire family in the name of Jesus. Comfort them, O God. Give them heart, O Lord, to bear the loss of their elder brother in the name of Jesus. Because you are the God of all comfort. Father, shield them from further evil. We shall hear good news from this family continually in the name of Jesus. Their journey shall be peaceful and pleasant. They shall not have any evil report. They shall come back and lift up their hand and say, the Lord is good. In all ramifications, O God, thank you, faithful God. Thank you for all the children and grandchildren. It's well with them. They shall hear good tidings concerning them. There shall not be any anxiety over any of them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for hearing and answering these prayers. In Jesus' name. Amen. Go in peace.